The Ride Home, written by Bear on a Mountain. So I love working with Bear, and we do these collaborations a lot of times where Bear will have a crazy idea and then he'll be like, "You're perfect for it. What do you think?" And I'll be like, "Yes, I love it. Write it." I talk about this a lot in the commentaries that I do for Bear scripts. And so I've been wanting to work with Bear again for so long, but then summer was crazy. And I'm like, okay, we have to wait until the fall. So then I got back in touch with him last month and I was like, okay, well, you know, I do the live script fill for my Patreon. Can I do one of your scripts for it? And then he offered to write a script especially for that. So I'm like, yeah, that'd be awesome. So this was a script that he wrote for it. And that was last month, like mid-month, I believe. And so he attended, which is awesome. I really hoped that he could. The only thing is he lives in Sweden. So I was like, I hope this time works for you. So he attended at like 3 o'clock in the morning. time differences. But that was so awesome that he could attend. So I'm really, really glad. When I do these script fills, the writers do get a free invite to the script fill. Now, I love playing superheroes and villains. I've said that before. Every single time I do an audio about a superhero, I'm like, I want to do another one. I can't wait to do another one. So I'm so glad that I got to do another one. The sound effects are always so fun because, like Monster Girls, you can have a lot of fun with it and just kind of go crazy because it's a different world. It's not our world. So you can do anything you want. Just use your imagination. That's why I really, really love scripts that take place in other worlds or just creatures that are not in our world, things like that. So I can just go bonkers and have a lot of fun. I like to have as much creative license as possible. And that's when I'm having the most fun. So with this one, I had so much fun with the car, Satan. Yes, the car's name is Satan. I love that. So I got really excited when I was reading the script because I started thinking of all these different sound effects while reading it. I'm like, oh, this is going to be great. So one thing I did, there's the part where she says to find out his address. And I did a scanning sound because in my mind, in this world, you can like scan people and find out everything about them. I don't know how clear that was, but yeah, whatever. That's what's going on. I had everything in my head for what all the sound effects are. And then there's Pandora, who she also programmed. And Pandora can open up the chest and the crotch of her clothes. So I had the sound of like gears opening up everything. And then the charge sound because, you know, charge, like jump on it, charge. That's what I was going for. Oh, also, yeah, I know when I do these commentaries, I talk so much about the sound effects. I love sound effects. I love doing them. I know that there are VAs who talk about how much they hate them and they wish they never had to do them, but I absolutely love sound effects. So I like talking about them too. They get me excited. Every single time I've done a superhero audio, I always do like a little theme for them. Whenever they're suddenly announced, if their name is announced, I do a theme. This one, her name is never said, but she says, "Yes, I am her," you know, so I have to have a little sound effect. But she's like a washed up villain, so I didn't want it to sound triumphant. I did like a sad trombone for her because, she's not really that big anymore. No one really cares about her too much anymore. It had to be done. It really did. It's a little sad, but Bear and I, our collabs are usually kind of dark. In this one, he said he wanted it to be light. He's like, this is going to be kind of lighthearted. And I think that was actually a really good idea because it gives this character a lot of heart. It makes her relatable because you keep seeing like, yes, okay, she's a sun deer. She can be really cold and everything. But then you find out it's just because of her self-esteem. It's because of this and that. She needs her ego stroked. Her self-esteem is so low and she wants to be liked. She wants to be desired. And she even comes out and says it because she's that desperate for it and hungry for it. You can tell like she's got this hard shell, but this really soft center. Her sweetness comes out a lot. And she cares a lot about this guy. Okay, they did just meet, but she cares a lot about him for just meeting him. She really enjoyed her night with him. I think she enjoyed having the company, and she wants to see him again tomorrow. She's lonely. And she likes to pretend that she doesn't need anyone and she's too good for a mere mortal, but she knows that's not the case deep down. And it's evident to the listener. So I like how complex her character is, and it's fun to show all those different dimensions of her. You know, she's like an ogre. She's got these layers. And there's some really great lines in this too. I love the part where Satan almost goes off the cliff. And she's like, oh, this is how he gets when he's hungry for new souls. He's a car. And then when he crashes into the car and then keeps moving, she's like, Satan, villains are not supposed to draw attention to themselves. How many times do I have to tell you? So he's a self-driving car, but he's not very great at what he does. He's not a very great self-driving cars, which actually, I think that's pretty true about current self-driving cars. The technology is not quite there yet. So with the car doors, I had two ideas in mind. One was that it would be like the car from Back to the Future and, you know, the doors would open up. I'm like, ooh, that would be really cool. But I don't know how to like show that with sound effects. So I'm like, okay, the doors just slide open. So I went with that. I mean, kind of like a minivan, but cooler than a minivan, okay? And then when the car starts, I wanted something that was kind of like a rocket ship. Just kind of like, whoosh! Satan is the fastest car on the road. I did that, and I wanted Satan to also be a really quiet car. So that's why you don't really hear Satan, even though Satan's driving really, really fast. You just kind of hear like this little kind of like sci-fi buzzing sound. Now, something I always have fun with is setting the scene. So with this one, you know, I'm performing it live and I'm on the phone in the phone booth. But then when I was actually adding the sound effects, I'm like, okay, that's not really how I want to start it. So I'm like, okay, this is all going to be from the listener's perspective. That's what I decided. So I had him walking down the street to the phone booth. And then, you know, as he gets closer, he can hear her because she's loud and she's yelling to the person on the phone. And then, you know, her voice is muffled because she's inside the phone booth. And he can see, like, she's hung up the phone, but she's still talking, so he's knocking. And then I liked that because then I have her opening up the door and going, what? Because originally she was saying what because he was standing right there, like, when she's walking out of the phone booth. But I liked making it a little more like, hello, come on, I need to use the phone, which is what it was before. But this just makes it more clear that he's annoyed because he has to use the phone. So I liked adding that knocking and just setting the scene a little bit more, which is so much fun. I like doing that with every single script fill that I do, and my own too, like all my own performances too. I like to set the scene a bit. Basically, I like to make people immersed as quickly as possible. And I find that the best way to do that is with sound effects. So if you start off strong with sound effects to kind of hook people, I think that's a really great way to start. Also, freaking Reddit, man. I cannot get onto Reddit at all this morning, which really, 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 really fucking annoyed me. So I was supposed to post it at the same time as Bear, because we always post the script offer and the script fill at the same time. I could not get on. So his was posted a while before mine. So anyway, I finally posted mine and it's not been doing that well. And I know it's a good fill. Like, I think it's a good audio. I listened to it tons of times because I really like it. I think that this is a good one. I think that the sound effects are awesome, if I do say so myself. Because I had a lot of fun doing them. And so I, you know, it's not doing that well, but I think it should be doing a lot better. Definitely listen to it, even if it doesn't have that many upvotes. It's a good audio. It's a very good audio. It's a great script. And I think that my fill did it justice.